Hi, I'm Michelle Medford, and this week I'm speaking with Tattle Creek Editor-in-Chief Conan Tobias. This summer, Tattle Creek announced a tour with stops across Canada and the United States. Now, the magazine has only two cities left before returning home.
So why did you decide to do a tour with Tattle Creek?
No big special particular reason, mostly something we'd wanted to do for a long time. We tend to do things just for the hell of it. There was no big thought that it would be a major promotional tool or a big money maker, just something we always wanted to do. And then our current issue is our out-of-towner issue. We normally just publish authors that are based in Toronto for the most part, and this issue sort of was dedicated to authors outside Toronto, so it just kind of made sense to do the two things together. Mm-hmm. And we just want to go out and have fun and have a good time, and just one of those silly, ill-thought-out things that we're on a long list of silly, ill-thought-out things that we want to do eventually, so mm-hmm. just want to cross it off.
Where did the idea originally come from?
I don't know. I just figured for Rock Band Contour, why not a literary magazine? Authors tour, and they do book tours and that sort of thing. So it just kind of made sense. Why not a magazine, especially one with mm-hmm. authors from around the country and North America in it? Just kind of seemed like a good idea.
Well, what has the response been like so far?
It's about what you'd expect for a literary magazine tour across North America. I mean, there's not hundreds of people coming out. It's varied from city to city. The bigger cities have done well, and the smaller cities have done less well, but still pretty good. We've had probably an average stop has been about 20 people. We have about 50 people in St. John, New Brunswick, mm-hmm. which is my hometown, but even though I didn't know any of the people that were there, so that was successful. Vancouver had about maybe 25, 30 people. Portland had pretty much none. It's kind of dependent on how big the city is and how well we're known there. But we sold some magazines, we met some people, and got to meet some new writers, and so it was fun. So in that respect, mm-hmm. it's been successful. It's been about as successful as it was expected to be.
Did you have any concerns before going into the tour that maybe this was counteractive of the trend going on right now, that magazines are trying to connect with readers online as opposed to in person?
I wasn't concerned about it, because that's how we tend to do things that are counteractive to what everybody else are doing. Mm-hmm. But now, like, we do launch parties for every issue, and we've done art exhibits, and we've done outdoor readings, so we're a big promoter of doing things in person and meeting people in person. It's something we've always done. We certainly have an online presence as well, between our website and Twitter and Facebook, email list and that sort of thing. But going out and doing things live is something we really like, and it's really important to us. And so, no, there's no worry about it. And, on the contrary, people are, if going out and doing things live is becoming a thing people do less and less, then maybe the novelty of it would bring people out.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is something that Tattle Creek would like to continue to do in the future?
Probably not. We tend to do things once mm-hmm. and move on. Again, it was such a gigantic money loser that I can't imagine we could do it that often. It's expensive to tour and not making any money off it. So if we ever did do it again, we'd probably do it on a much smaller scale. We'd probably just go to the major cities like Vancouver, Montreal. I doubt we'd go to a lot of the smaller cities again or into the U.S. There's a chance we might do some dates in other cities we haven't been to yet in the future, just as it's convenient. You never know. But,